Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. In the Northwest London Christian Church, we have been preaching and teaching through the book of Hebrews. And those lessons can't cover all the details, of course, so these podcasts are digging a bit deeper. And today we're in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 28. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us be thankful and so worship God acceptably with reverence and awe. This is one of several passages in Hebrews that shows that the writer had a very clear idea of the end times, what's often called eschatology. The things that are strictly future have entered the present. We'll see that in many places when he talks about the last days in Hebrews 1 verse 2, Hebrews 4 verse 3 about entering the rest, Hebrews 6, 5, the powers of the coming age, Hebrews 9, 11, and Hebrews 10, 1, and Hebrews 12, 28, if you'd like to look at all those. This kingdom cannot be shaken, the one he's talking about, but our world, in a sense our kingdom, can. And God does often shake it, or allows it to be shaken, in order to wake us up, in order to make us alive and alert to what is truly of value. Perhaps your world has been shaken. Perhaps it's being shaken. I'm certain it'll be shaken again. But that's not a bad thing. It reminds us of what's truly significant and what we should hold on to. It says that we're receiving a kingdom. We are receiving it, and indicating the already but not yet of our inheriting of the many blessings and promises of God. And that's an exciting thing, to know that we are beginning to receive, but have not yet fully received everything. There's still more to look forward to in the Christian life and in the next. And because we're receiving this kingdom, it motivates us. It moves us to be grateful, to be thankful, as he says. And that motivates our worship. He says, let us be thankful, and so worship God. And the word worship is more than just singing and praying, although, of course, it would include that. But it has a broader, richer meaning than that. The Greek verb here is latreuein, which can also be translated to serve, in fact, as it is in Hebrews 9:14. So worship is also about serving. And chapter 13 is going to go on shortly to remind us of ways, or some of the ways, in which this worship can be practiced. And we'll come back to that when we look at chapter 13. And in the meantime, he focuses on the correct attitude for that worship. He says, let's worship God acceptably, with reverence, and awe. Acceptably, meaning to cause someone to be pleased. It's pleasing to do something, it's pleasingly. Romans 12 verse 2 has the same word, and as well as we find here in Hebrews chapter 12, we want to serve God in a way that is pleasing to him. And what is this acceptable way to worship God? Well, it says that we should do so with reverence and awe. Reverence, to show reverent regard for something or somebody, to have an attitude similar to Noah. Hebrews 11 verse 7. When he was warned about things not yet seen, in holy fear or holy reverence, built an ark to save his family. By his faith he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness that comes by faith. With reverent regard for God, he built that ark. And Jesus was heard because of his reverent submission. Hebrews 5 verse 7. His prayers were heard because of that attitude. And awe, a profound respect, awe for the deity. The church lived in awe of God, Acts 9:31, and so should we. And if we do so, then surely we will know that we are receiving this wonderful, wonderful kingdom. Well, next time we'll finish off chapter 12 by looking at verse 29. Until then, if you'd like to know more about our church, you can find us at nwlcc.org. My email is malcolm.cox@iccmissions.org, and my Twitter feed is mccx. If you'd like to find us in iTunes, go to the search bar, type in mccx, and look under podcasts, and you should find us there. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.